current news, I'm John Scott.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, in an interview with Sky News, says the UK and Europe must be prepared to do more as the US and Russia launch negotiations towards peace for Ukraine.
We're facing a generational challenge when it comes to national security. Obviously, the immediate question is the future of Ukraine, and we must continue to put Ukraine in the strongest possible position, whatever happens next, and to make sure that if there is peace, and we all want peace, that it is lasting.
European leaders gathering in Paris for emergency talks on how to react to the U.S. diplomatic blitz on Ukraine. On Tuesday in Saudi Arabia, Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Russian officials will be meeting face-to-face to discuss Ukraine. Also at SRNNews.com, federal layoffs have come to the FAA.
The Trump administration's cuts to the federal workforce continue, reaching several hundred staffers with the Federal Aviation Administration. The firings hit the FAA at a time when it already faces a shortfall in controllers and comes just weeks after a deadly D.C. plane crash. Impacted workers include personnel hired for radar, landing, and navigational aid maintenance.
That's correspondent Jennifer King reporting. President Trump enjoys strong support for some of his policies and strong opposition for others. Greg Clunkston reports.
A recent Marquette Law School poll finds that nearly two-thirds of Americans support the government recognizing only two sexes, and 60% favor expanding oil and gas production. There's also strong support for declaring a national emergency at the southern border. However, 57% of Americans oppose deporting immigrants who have jobs and no criminal record, and 65% oppose the president's pardoning of January 6th rioters charged for their assault on the U.S. Capitol. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. It's not all bad news out there.
A new report from the Center for the Study of Global Christianity highlights several encouraging trends. For one thing, the faith is growing. There are more than 2.6 billion Christians on Earth, and by 2050, that number will probably top 3 billion, about one-third of the global population. The Bible is also available in more languages. In 1900, just 228 people groups had a New Testament translation. Today, it's 2,500, with more on the way. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Instagram has released its list of the most popular religious sites on Earth, and a historic church sits at number one. Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris boasts more than 4.7 million hashtags, the most of any religion, building, or location. The Gothic masterpiece attracts more than 15 million visitors every year and just recently reopened to the public. It happened 5 years after a devastating fire. This is SRN News. Congo's government says Rwanda-backed rebels have occupied a second major city in mineral risk. Eastern Congo.
Standing before crowds of Bukavu residents, M23 rebel leader Bernard Maeshe Biamungu said they were in the city to restore order after it was abandoned by Congolese forces. The M23 leader has been sanctioned by the UN Security Council for rights abuses, but stood in front of the South Kivu's governor office telling residents they've been living in a jungle. Congo's government vowed to regain control of Bukavu, but there was no sign of soldiers, as many had fled alongside thousands of civilians. The fighting has displaced more than 6 million people in the region, creating the world's largest humanitarian crisis. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
While earthquake frequency around Santorini has slightly decreased, the situation remains unpredictable. Thousands have already evacuated the Greek island. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.